Okay, I'm just going to say it. Stop when unsure is a stupid thing to ask workers to do. Oh, that's probably got your attention. Hi, everybody. I'm Todd Conklin, and this is the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. I said it. Man, I am going to be the worst person on earth. I am going to be the ugliest girl at the dance. I am going to be like a fart in a diving helmet. I'm not going to be popular. But you know what? I think I'm right. And the fact that I think I'm right gives me the audacity to say what I just said. I think stop when unsure is not helpful. In fact, I think it sends the wrong message. Let me set the stage. When we ask workers to stop when unsure, what we're actually asking them to do is psychically connect with a hazard that has not happened yet. Now, we want them to say, if I feel uncertain, if I feel nervous, if I feel like this isn't good, I should stop until I think it's good. And I think that's a good way to look at stop when unsure, and I think that's the intent of stop when unsure, but it's kind of not how we use it. I think we should actually change it. I don't think it's stop when unsure. I think it's start when you're certain. So instead of saying when you're doing work and you feel like it's spinning out of control, you should stop, let's say it this way. When you do a job, what's going to fail? What's going to kill you? And then ask the next question. What is it that keeps us safe when that happens? Let's use very clear, very certain language, not vague language, not if it happens, when it happens. And then let's ask the third question, is that enough? Let's tip our hat to Steve Scott, one of my favorite people, but he really started the ball rolling around this with me. I don't know if he'll be pleased where it landed, but I actually think what we want to do is send the message that if you're not certain this job can fail safely, you should not start this job. And I think that doesn't ask people to be psychic. That actually allows us to have measurable, clear condition recognition, and in fact, control recognition, so we can make some decisions about whether this job is ready to go or not ready to go. So stop when unsure. That's the wrong message. It's a good message, but it's the wrong message because it counts on the psychic power of the worker. But start when certain. That is clear, it's measurable, it's auditable, and it's understandable. Start when you know the controls needed for this to fail safely are in those controls. One last story, and then we're out of the safety moment. I was talking to a guy who's pretty famous for working with cranes, and he says the first and most important question they answer when they start a job, when they do a lift, especially a high-risk lift, that's the kind of lifts he does, is where is this going to go? And they don't do the lift until they are certain they know where this is going to go. That is starting when they're certain, starting when they're sure. And that's a big part of what we want to talk about. So that's the safety moment for today. I hope you liked it. It's controversial, but I hope it makes you think. Learn something new every single day. Big day today. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe.